The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 12th of May, 2022 will come to order. First, let me say that today is the first day that we're having members of the public in the hearing room, which is a very exciting development. So welcome. I won't ask the camera to pan around the room. The first item on our agenda is an initial determination on eligibility to receive primary election public funds. This matter will be held in the next open meeting of the commission, which brings us to audit division recommendation concerning the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC. Ms. Patius for the audit division.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. Before you is the audit division recommendation memorandum, ADRM, on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, which was submitted to the commission for consideration on March 3rd, 2022. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendations for the following findings outlined in the draft final audit report, DFAR. Finding one, increased activity corrected. And finding two, record keeping for disbursements and use of designated depository. And we're happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I should state for the public and for the record that the vice chair is unavoidably absent today, but will be permitted to enter votes today on any matters on which we reach votes. Colleagues, any questions for the audit division? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you please elaborate on the need for finding two?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The finding two highlights the fact that audit staff was unable to verify the accuracy of the reports because the supporting documentation provided by this committee did not elaborate what we've seen in the committee's bank statements. And that's all we're conveying in this finding.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Patius, could you tell me about the receipts? Thank you. The receipts of this committee, how much funds did we note in this report?
Yes, thank you. So during the audited years, 2017 and 2018, this particular committee raised $3,132,000 and reported, accurately so, no independent expenditure during that period.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Weintraub?
Following up on that question, so if they raised $3 million and they didn't spend it on independent expenditures, do we know what they did spend it on?
According to the reports, the committee spent the raised funds on operating expenditures, vendors, communications.
Were there communications other than independent expenditures?
Yes, ma'am. Fundraising mainly, yes.
Fundraising, okay. So they raised $3 million. They spent money raising the $3 million and they did not spend any of it advocating for candidates or against candidates.
That is correct.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Any further questions for the audit division or discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the audit division recommendation memorandum on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, A19-21, I move approval of the staff recommendations.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails with two in favor, Commissioner Weintraub and Commissioner Broussard. 3 opposed, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself, and the Vice Chair unavoidably absent. Are there additional motions? Commissioner Traynor.
In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Association of Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, A19-21, I move that the Commission approve finding 1 increased activity corrected.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? Commissioner Weintraub?
Yes, my question for my colleagues is, what is the nature of your objection to finding 2?
I think it's in the middle of the camera now. You're good. I think we're set, Steve. I'm going to hang up.
Welcome, Mr. Vice Chair.
If I could, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Traynor.
So, Commissioner Weintraub, I think what we heard is that that there's no allegation that there was anything wrong with what was done here. It's just that the documentation that they have didn't lead to the audit division being able to draw a conclusion, but there's really nothing in the record that shows that there's anything that needs to be done or that wasn't done, other than audit wasn't able to draw a conclusion that they were looking for.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think to add, I agree with what Commissioner Traynor just said. I guess I would add that the finding, in my opinion, doesn't adequately explain why the supporting documents that the committee did provide in response to the DFAR, including QuickBooks records and vendor bank statements, don't sufficiently and verifiably substantiate the payments. So in my view, I just have a disagreement with the audit division about whether the documentation that they did provide is sufficient supporting documentation to substantiate the fact that the payments took place.
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the staff to respond to that, please.
Mr. Chairman, audit uses committee's bank statements as the most reputable third-party independent source. And in this particular instance, the committee produced its bank statements that contain payees and amounts that we just couldn't trace to the QuickBooks and any other documentation the committee provided. We eventually asked committee very specific documentation so that we can verify that, but we couldn't. Specific payees that appeared on the committee's bank statements were not in the committee's supporting documentation and amounts. So that alone disallows us to verify that the reports, FEC reports, are accurate. There was a disconnect between the information we saw in the bank statement, committee's bank statements, and the supporting documentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Patience, if you could also explain to us some of the information that was provided. We received vendor forms that show, I'm a little confused at how this committee was able to provide us as alleged proof of their making these payments, information from the vendors themselves, invoices or redacted invoices. If you could explain that for us.
Yes. So in this instance, we received the committee produced first the bank statements of its vendors. They were redacted. It's unusual to see this type of documentation. And also we received a statements that were produced by the vendors themselves, affirming the billing amounts and the paid amounts. However, again, these amounts did not correspond with the committee's bank statements. That was our main issue, as hard as we tried.
Colleagues, further discussion? Mr. Vice Chair, there's currently a motion on the table to approve Audit Division Recommendation 1 made by Commissioner Traynor. A previous motion to adopt the entirety of the report was rejected with 2/3 in favor, 3 against, and no vote to be recorded later.
Thank you for the information.
Of course. Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, if none of my colleagues are persuaded by audit's presentation, I will support the finding, which is the one finding, even though I think we should have a report with both findings in it. And it's my understanding that under Directive 70, the discussion of finding 2 will move to the additional issues section of the report. So it will still be there for the public to see. It just won't have been adopted by a majority vote of the commission.
Also my understanding, Commissioner. Any further discussion? All in favor of Commissioner Traynor's motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Are there additional motions? Seeing none, thank you very much to the staff for the presentation and the hard work on this audit.